This is Amin Parker. One of the biggest jokes in society is these 9-to-5 jobs. 9-to-5 jobs, to me, is the biggest joke, the largest parody that you will ever come across in your human life. You know, these jobs where they don't even treat you like a human being. They treat you like you're just a number. You're a social security number. I'm sure people can relate to me. You go to these jobs, they give you ridiculous, inhumane rules, such as you can't lean against the wall. You can't lean against the table, but you have to stand up for 10 hours. Sure, we'll give you a break or two. It's only going to be a half hour break, both of them. Or some jobs only give you 2 15-minute breaks. Or maybe they'll give you 1 half hour break and 1 15-minute break, however they want to slice it and dice it. But you could relate. I'm sure you can. You, the person listening to this podcast, these 9-to-5 jobs don't care about you. The majority of the time, you're not going to get a raise. You are not going to get a raise. You can kiss a raise goodbye. Yes, you can. And the reason for that is they really don't care about you. And you could always be replaced. With these jobs, these 9-to-5 jobs, you can always be replaced. You can say to them, I quit. And they don't care. They're not going to miss you. You can say, well, I'm going to resign. They'll just not say anything. Or they might. Wish you the best. They might just say, oh, I wish you the best. Good luck. Just like General Pepper from Star Fox. Good luck. This is the truth. They really don't care. They're not going to throw you a party. I mean, you may be lucky if they do throw you a party after your shift. That's luck. But see, stuff like that don't normally happen on these 9-to-5 jobs. You can also kiss, you know, Employee Appreciation Day goodbye. Now listen, you may be lucky that you do get Employee Appreciation Days, but the vast majority of 9-to-5 jobs aren't going to give you some Employee Appreciation Day. You're not getting that. And I'm sorry to tell you all this, but these jobs don't really care about you. And the best way you can bypass a 9-to-5 type of job is to go to school to learn a trade. Learn a trade so you can get into some type of trade. Or go to college so you can upstart your career. You know? This is something that a lot of people don't think about, but I understand to a certain extent why people don't want to go to college if they don't have a scholarship, because you're going to have to get student loans. And getting into student loan debt is a nightmare. Trust me, I know. But thank God I overcame student loan debt. But not everybody can do that, and it's not easy, and it takes dedication. You're going to need multiple jobs in order to pay down a large, large debt, like student loan debt. You know, it's just not easy. And if you're going to rely on a 9-to-5 job, it's just nightmarish. It's a nightmare. Because these jobs don't really respect you. They don't really care about you. I can list off a bunch of jobs that we all know is a waste of your time. But I'm not going to do that. Too many people get offended when people, you know, start spitting out names. But it's really a shame. Now, I don't know how other countries operate. I just know about this one. And let me tell you, the 9-to-5 jobs, these penny ante jobs. You understand? They're not worth you being depressed. They're not worth you pulling your hair out. Don't cry because the manager is getting on your nerves. Don't let nobody at your job see you cry. Don't show no weaknesses. And if the job is getting to you, you need to quit. You need to resign. Let me tell you, one of my jobs, because I have two jobs, okay? One of my jobs really got underneath my skin today. They were nitpicking. They didn't want me leaning against the wall. Ain't that something? But they want me to stand for 10-hour shifts. Yeah, like I said, 2 half-hour breaks, whip-de-doo. But they want you to stand. Don't lean on anything at all. You understand how ridiculous this sounds? And another thing, I wore a mask that wasn't the right color today. The right color in their minds. What they feel is not the right color. Or maybe not the right style in their opinion for a face mask. To me, this is bull crap. As long as I'm wearing a face mask to protect me, that should be all that matters. As long as I'm not wearing some silly Halloween mask. But you know, like I said, these companies, they don't really care about us. Because they already know that I'm expendable and I could be replaced at any second. Any of us can be replaced with these 9-to-5 jobs. These 9-to-5 jobs don't require you going to college. They don't require you picking up a trade. You know, these type of jobs, and you know what I'm talking about, because I'm not going to name any type of names here. But these jobs, they're very well known, and they don't care about us. They just care that we are a body filling a position for a shift. And upper management barely know who we are. These silly jobs. I'm so sick of these jobs. We humans are being forced to work. They call it slave waging. This is a joke. And many of us are doing it, even though we don't want to. Because simple stuff should be free, but they're not. You know, we live in an advanced society. Food should be free, but we know it's not. Water should be free, but we know water's not free. Lights and electric should be free. But look, we know it's not going to be free because everything has become monetized. They all want to make money off of us. And we're supposed to slave and bust our butts for a check that, you know, we already being, you know, had when it comes to taxes. So many taxes is coming out of our checks. We're really being cheated, people. It's sad. We're being cheated on these jobs like this. It's such a shame. 9-to-5 jobs. Psh. 9-to-5, my Donkey Kong. But this is Amin Parker, and I'm out.